Tonight, if you'd go ahead and open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 17. And thank you, Pastor, for saying that, you know, time is not as much of an issue, but I will try to be aware of the clock as well. And just a quick challenge here tonight. This is a portion of Scripture that every furlough I try to find a Scripture that is, I guess, kind of the embodiment of that furlough, a focus, a driving force, something to keep me fully attached to what God is doing in Vanuatu and that heart. And this is the portion of Scripture that this furlough stood out to me, and I wanted to share that with you today. This is in 2 Kings chapter 17, and we'll read just three verses, verse 39 through verse 41. So 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 39 says, "But the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner." And especially here in verse 41, it says, "So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images." That portion in particular is where Vanuatu is right now. And not just Vanuatu, by the way. I think this could describe a great many nations, including our own. That these nations, it said, feared the Lord and served their graven images. Both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. See, Vanuatu does have a rich missions history. You go back to the 1800s, men like John Patton, who was on the island of Tanna, where they now worship a fiery Messiah, who is, you know, Jesus Christ and John Frum and Paraparaumu all together. This was an area that they said when he came, there were no Christians, and when he left, there were no heathen. The testimony to have that kind of an impact in an area, and then today to be offering crosses as a sacrifice to a volcano. Changed a lot. And so they fear the Lord and serve their graven images. And those men, if you ask them, they'll tell you without a hesitation, "I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and he has saved me from my sins. One day he will return, and I will be a part of his kingdom here on earth." But the definition of that is he's returning from his volcano with material wealth, and that kingdom will be set up, as I said. It's a very different definition of the meaning behind it. Ronald's dad, his testimony, that second gentleman you saw baptized, I wanted to share just quickly this evening his testimony with you, and then a few more verses, and I will try not to go all the way till 10 o'clock, Pastor. But Ronald's dad, he gave this testimony after his baptism. He stood up, and this was in Tannese that Ronald translated into Bislama, and then I've translated it into English, so I tried to keep as close to the original as possible. But this was his testimony. He said, "Before I was born, all my ancestors were a part of John Frum. I grew up in John Frum, and I was very afraid of the worship and the churches. As I worked with John Frum, there was a prophecy that told a different church would come. We waited a long time for that prophecy to come true. Finally, in 1999, a missionary Baptist church came to Tanna." That's the one that is that John Frum Baptist church today. He says, "I thought this was it. This was the church John Frum had said would come to Tanna. This was the time I started going to church. I started to pray. I started reading my Bible, and when reading what was in the Bible, I came to the story of John, and I thought this must be the church because of John Frum and John the Baptist, and it was a Baptist church, and it all tied together in his mind. And I thought this must be the true one because John here had to prepare the road for Jesus Christ saying he would come. So I stood up in church." He started to preach. He says, "I stood up in church and I continued to pray, but when I went to Matthew 7:22, where it said, 'Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?' Then Jesus told them, 'I never knew you.' This is the part where I got stuck." He's a pastor at this point. And he says, "And I couldn't get past this part. I had prayed and many other things, but I couldn't get past Jesus saying, 'I never knew you.' So I held that inside, a secret. I held that inside, and it kept working on my heart. I came to the realization that if I were to die today, I didn't know if I'd go to heaven or not. I thought if Jesus, or if I went, Jesus would tell me he didn't know me. He says, I was stuck there until I came here and Pastor Jim was preaching in church and he came to the invitation and my heart said I should go, but I didn't know why or what I would do. And so I was angry and I held it tight in myself until I went back to my house. And the thought came to me that I just missed out. And this part, I love the way he worded this. He said, the Bible had asked me to go, but I didn't go. After Ronald, my son, came back from the prison ministry, he showed me many verses. And after talking with him, I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. Now I know that when I die, I will go to heaven. I am a child of God now. Pray for Erosa. That's just one testimony. There are many more that I could give. This is the need in Vanuatu. And so these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. This is where many men are in Vanuatu. It's where Erosa was before. He was preaching and he feared the Lord and served his graven images and knew that if he were to stand face to face with Jesus Christ, he was not ready. Christ wouldn't know him. There are a lot of people in Vanuatu that are in that same position. And one of our young men, he's a Bible college student. He's in Fiji now, in quarantine. He's, well, not in quarantine, but under lockdown. He cannot return to Vanuatu. He got there on a scholarship, which sounds like an amazing thing, but his dad and his uncle sent him to get him away from us because he said if he stays, everybody in the family is going to be a Baptist. So they sent him to Fiji. And what he's doing in Fiji is he's using the internet that he has from that scholarship to record his messages on his phone, and he's preaching to his family over the internet from Fiji still. So pray for young men like that. He grew up in an Assemblies of God church. His father is a preacher, a pastor. His father is one of the most well-known pastors in the Assemblies of God church. And he said growing up, he said, I never heard the gospel once, Pastor. And he's asking for prayer for his dad, to be able to reach his dad with the gospel. If you look in 2 Kings 17, just a little bit earlier, said in verse 32, so they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests and of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. Again in verse 33, they feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away. Two times in a row it says they feared the Lord and they took the basest, the least of the men and made them the priests. They feared the Lord and they served their own gods. And then the truth in verse 34 says, unto this day they do after their former manner, they fear not the Lord. Neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and the commandments which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob whom he named Israel. Two times they feared and then they feared not. They feared not. Go with me to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Look just in verse 14 for time this evening. Joshua 24, verse 14. Joshua 24, 14, here is a challenge that Joshua is giving him in sincerity and in truth. Not just fear the Lord, but serve him. Don't serve the other gods. Don't serve the graven images. Don't serve those basest of men in the places that you choose in the way that you want, but serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. This is what we need in Vanuatu. We need men, we need women, we need families that would be willing to stand up and say, yes, Vanuatu is a Christian nation. Long God, you may stand up. On God we stand, in God we trust. It was taken from the same words that we have here in the U.S. But for many of them, they'll tell you, yes, I fear God, but they still serve that custom religion, those graven images, the gods that their fathers and their fathers' fathers had served for years before. Hosea at his wedding was disowned by his father and chastised. I was told I was one of the worst Christians that a Paramount chief had ever met because we said Christ has to stand alone. It cannot be custom first and then Christianity, and that's the way he had described it. but it has to be Jesus Christ alone. And in Vanuatu, and their definition of Christianity, it was worth disowning his son for making that stand. This is what they're facing. And pray that we would have families, that we'd have young men, preachers like Ronald and Hosea and Stephen, like Irosa, like Nicholson, that would be willing to stand up and say, no, I will serve the Lord. Not just say that I fear him, but I will serve him in sincerity and in truth. That it's not just empty words, but in sincerity, I will serve him. In truth, I will serve him. That's what we need if we're ever going to see a place like Vanuatu reach. Right now, here in America, we've seen things this year that America has never really seen in the way, especially all crammed into one year. My timing, like I said, sometimes is amazing. You never are sure what to expect. One of my daughters, Rochelle, was married in January. Tara, my youngest, is getting married in December, and then furlough and all of the rest of this. And I think one of the things that it reinforces more than anything else, at least to me, is that America is a mission field. That we are a nation that still has a need. Now, there's much fewer people that would go through and say, yes, I fear the Lord. But there are many in our world, in our nation, to say, I fear the Lord, and they're serving their own gods, they're serving their graven images, there are other things, there's no sincerity, there's no truth in it. And we're seeing the effect of that in our nation today. And it doesn't take many generations before it gets to where Vanuatu is, where the gospel was there, there were no heathens, and then, you know, now, Paraparaumu and the fiery Messiah. We have a task in this world around us. It's the whole point of this missions conference. No matter what nation we're looking at, the lights that you have on the backboard there and the many nations that don't have lights yet, this is why we're here. And in our nation, how many places that don't have a light in our own nation as well? We need men. We need families that would be willing to serve the Lord, not just to say, oh, I fear God. Yes, I'm a Christian. But to serve him in sincerity and in truth. That would make a difference. If it can make a difference in a place like Vanuatu, it can make a difference in a place like America too. This is what our world needs. I've heard a lot of comments of people saying, well, I think it's just too late for America. Well, it must be so great that you're in a place like Vanuatu where God is still working. Here in America, hearts are too hard. People are too closed. Says who? Right, yeah. This is not what our God has said. We cannot go through and just cut off a whole nation and say, well, it's too late, and focus elsewhere. Part of missions is focusing right here on the need that we have in our next door neighbors too. Amen. And we need men that would be willing to serve the Lord, to fear him truly, in sincerity and in truth. Go with me one last verse, and then I will finish. If you go with me to 1 Kings, we were in 2 Kings earlier. Go to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, another challenge here. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. This is Elijah. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the context of this time, this is one of those famous Sunday school stories, usually in less detail in Sunday school, but this is the time where we had the confrontation between the prophets of Baal and, Elijah standing, as he sometimes thought, by himself, but standing with the majority, with God on his side. And in verse 21, Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? He says, how long are you going to stay frozen there between two opinions, stuck in the middle of those two places, not really choosing one or the other, fearing the Lord and serving your graven images? How long are you going to be stuck there in the middle? And his challenge to them was very pointed. He says, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. It's a simple thing. If the Lord be God, follow him. Simple as that. We make it too complicated sometimes. Well, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and this, but maybe I don't have that. It's, You look at the men that God used throughout the Bible. He used men that were not generally complicated men. And the ones that he did, it was still no hindrance. Look at Paul. If you want a complicated man, a complicated situation, you have a man breathing out threatening and slaughter, going to Damascus for that purpose to persecute. And instead, by the time he gets there, he's following Jesus Christ and he's preaching the name of Jesus Christ. Just because one man said, I'm not going to be stuck between two. I'm not going to do what I can to follow God, to serve God or to fear God. And Paul would have said he feared God and he served something very much other than God's will until he met Jesus Christ. And then he said, I'm not halting between two places. I'm not going to get stuck. What I'm going to do is I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to follow him. And so, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. There was no response. What we need in Vanuatu is men and women that would be willing to stand and say, the Lord is God. I know this because he saved my soul. I know this because I did everything that religion possibly could do, and I still knew that I had no chance in heaven. I had no chance. And I know now that I'm a child of God, and I know that he is God truly, and so I'll follow him. And that can make a difference in a place like Vanuatu. And right here, I don't know where you are this evening. I don't know what was preached last night, but I know that God wants men and women like that right here in our communities and our churches as well. That if we could have more men, I'm not going to say young men, because Pastor Nicholson had preached for 30 years before God got a hold of him and saved him. Erosa had preached for many years. They're not young men anymore. And God got a hold of their heart and they said, he is God, and I will serve him, and I will serve him no matter the cost. And we need men like that in our churches here in America. We're in a place that has needs. Vanuatu, it's a place that is dark and has needs. World that we're in, whether you're talking about throughout the nation of Mexico, throughout the nation of Vanuatu, throughout the nation of America, we need men that are willing to stand up and say, I'm not just going to fear the Lord, but I'm going to serve him in sincerity and in truth. And no matter the cost, I'm going to serve the Lord because he is God and I will follow him. If we had men like that, man, it could turn this world upside down. It did with men like Paul. That's God's words, by the way. Why couldn't he do that today? Persecution greater than what we are during that time. Hearts were harder, maybe in some cases. I don't know if you can say any harder, but at least as hard as hearts are today. And God still did a great thing. I don't know how much time we have left. And no matter how hard the heart, he just needs us to be able to say, God, you are God, you are the Lord, and I will follow you in sincerity and truth. Pray for us as we go back. Pray that our heart would be that way, that we would serve him in sincerity and truth in all that we do. We need those prayers too. Pray for our men in Vanuatu. Thank you for giving us a chance to be here. I'm looking forward to the rest of the conference. I'm looking forward to getting preached to as well. That's something that we need. And to see what God can use us to do, even in the world that we're in today, or maybe even especially in the world we're in today. Clear that there is need of a Savior. Thank you for this time. I thank you for your word, the examples and the challenges that we have. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, not just to fear you, but to serve you wholeheartedly in sincerity and truth and in all that we do. Lord, not to stay stuck between two opinions, but to just simply say, Lord, you are God, and I'm going to follow you. See what you can do with a heart like that. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this church. Lord, I thank you for the ministries that are represented in this room tonight. Lord, I praise you for the opportunities that you give to us. Lord, help us to be